WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, July 27th, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 Radio, and also available on all podcast platforms 3 days after the show plays here. Sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of Nature's Pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and growing since I founded it in 1979. And joining me is the guru of the common man, the connoisseur of Chattanooga's wisdom and common sense.
Wow.
The Chattanooga Orange Tic Tac podcast extraordinary, Clint Powell, my co-host. Okay.
Here's what's great about that. This is just the difference between Ed and I. I can rattle off insults and or compliments with no paper.
Ooh.
Ed, however, has to get his typed up to bring in. And in a battle of words, he's over here reading it. He's like, here's what Clint is. Clint is all of these things. And you took was Waffle House on there?
No.
Have I graduated or been demoted?
You've been demoted temporarily.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, I got to be honest with you. I held court there twice last week.
So, ooh.
Yeah, had a couple classes.
Well, I did bring you some health food today because I know that Clint really needs the highest quality food possible.
Why wouldn't I need that?
So I have a moon pie, a little baby moon pie for Clint Powell today.
Oh, a little baby.
We've never spoke about moon pies. These have been around since 1917. Can you believe that?
Yeah, they're.
Wow. They have some of the worst ingredients possible, as a donut would. Mm-hmm. There's not one seemingly redemptive item from A to Z. All seed oils, all bad sugars, all bad flours, all bad nutrients.
All right, cool.
So it's for you because I love you.
Oh, thank you, man. Let me hear the rattle of joy. That's the white noise of happiness.
Hey, I got to talk about my first, I think, true experience with dehydration. It's scary. It made me feel so bad that if I was a normal person, I would have been in bed. There's no doubt. But it was for the Chattanooga Fitness Show, and I intentionally did it to myself by not drinking water for 24 straight hours and also being sodium depleted by not eating any sodium. We all eat sodium just naturally, and potassium is another electrolyte, and you have magnesium. But when you go sodium deficient, sodium is very important. It's not a bad guy. And so starting on last Thursday morning, I cut out all sodium, and then starting on Friday, I quit drinking anything.
Yeah.
And so by Saturday morning, about after I ate some breakfast, I started feeling, why am I so tired? I mean, not tired, but fatigue, like dead fatigue, like, oh my gosh, am I getting a seventh COVID case? And I tell you, I won't do that again. I will just suffer through not trying to drain water off my body because it was really horrible. I would have gone to the IV, got an IV at the Be Well lab right down on Lee Highway.
Yeah, it's right down from you.
Now open as at 6025 Lee Highway.
It's Executive Business Park, I think.
Exactly, yeah. Right there. And you can see it when you drive down Lee Highway. Soon there'll be a big sign up. And I would have gotten an IV there if I had not had to go do the contest. I did survive, as always, but it was not fun. I now understand why people who really are sick, who do get dehydrated, go to the emergency room. It was the first time I've ever felt that kind of feeling of, this is not going to be a good ending kind of feeling. Mm. And you can't get over it with a big with two glasses of water.
It seemed totally worth it.
It took about 2.5 days for me to start getting halfway.
Isn't
that
weird
back.
You felt that bad trying to be healthy on stage, and I could eat this moon pie right now.
Mm-hmm. And you will feel and I would all be, positive.
I would, yeah. And I would probably be less healthy than you and yet not go to the emergency room. That's crazy. That's great. That's great.
Hey, you've got it open over there, I see.
I do, but this is going to be crazy. I'm going to make an astonishing, mm-hmm. I feel like we're having a little bit of a trust tree. We're mm-hmm. having a faith tree right now. I'm saying some stuff to you that I don't want you to tell anybody else.
Oh, okay.
I've never had a moon pie.
No.
Yeah, I'm not a chocolate guy. And so that kind of eliminates some of my options when I come.
But that's, what is that, banana?
This is banana or something like that. And I'm not making a mess in your studio at all.
Oh, no.
No, uh-huh. Not a bit. So I've never had one. So I'm tempted to take a bite of one but it's very pliable. I didn't know they were like that.
Yep.
So
they've been that way since 1917. Hmm. So it's only been that way over 100 years, Clint. Hmm. Okay. Just want to let you know.
Okay. Well, thanks. I'm going to go ahead and take a little bite of a moon pie for the first time.
Hey, it's even being videoed. What history is being made with Clint Powell?
It's interesting.
It's an interesting little snack.
Mm-hmm. It is. Very interesting.
Yeah. I can't say they're my favorite.
Back to other things.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, we're talking about real health things. Yeah. Hey, we got a health fair at Nutrition World October 4th. Biggest ever. In fact, I came out of Crunch Fitness this morning, and there was this food truck sitting outside, and he makes these smoothies. And I remember Katie saying that she had hired this company that's going to be sitting there making healthy smoothies. Well, I went over there to him, and he is committed to good ingredients. And I've never seen him before, and he was so nice. I didn't tell him who I was, so he doesn't know Nutrition World. But I sent a picture to Katie, and she said, yeah, that's the people. Oh, so wow. I'm excited to have food trucks and a smoothie bar, and this guy is really fantastic. It really is.
Good.
It's going to be at a lot of the gyms around town. I want to thank Jody Sullins, who has a gym, really, actually, right below Nutrition World is where our old warehouse used to be. He helped me on some really good coaching for this contest. I felt like I know I came in better than I've ever been. Didn't kind of get what I wanted out as far as trophy, but it finished perfectly fine.
Did you look better than you did last year?
Absolutely.
Then there you go.
The same photographer took photos last year that took them this year, and everybody said, wow, you have made some good gains.
Is that Patrick that did that?
Yes, Patrick Motes, and phenomenal photographer in town.
Yeah.
And a five-star fitness is Jody Sullins. I want to also give Darren amazing credit. I told him backstage, I said, you are sculpted, and sculpted is different than big and muscular.
Well, he posted something, and I'm not a bodybuilder. I was into all of this health and fitness and more of the powerlifting side of it when in the 80s and 90s. So I watched all the muscle magazines. I got mm-hmm. all that stuff. I was in the same groups of people, right? Yeah. So I knew Darren back then. But he posted something about Bob Paris,
uh-huh.
the old bodybuilder.
Yes.
And there were a group of guys, the Frank Zanes mm-hmm. of the world. Back in the day, there were the Arnolds and the Beast, the Lee Haneys and those massive, the Lou's, Frignos. But there was other people that were more, to the word used, sculptured. Mm-hmm. They looked more aesthetically pleasing. They were big and muscular, but they weren't the 270-pound behemoths that we see nowadays.
Darren's big enough.
That's what I'm saying.
But he's also big and sculpted. I love his look.
Proportional to the body you're supposed to carry a lot of times. So anyway, I just thought, to your point, I think the structured is a great way to put it.
Yeah, and Jody did fantastic and looked phenomenal, as I think he always does. I think he's 40 years old, and Darren's probably 54 would be my guess. I don't know.
I'm going to compete in the contest as soon as Darren wears a full T-shirt.
A full T-shirt when he's shopping at Nutrition
World?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. There you go. I'm just kidding. He'll call me out on that.
Yes, he will. I want to put a plug in for one of the restaurants that I truly enjoy eating at is Gilman Grill downtown. It is, a little bit higher end for sure. Wonderful service, absolute phenomenal food. And I love it when I can ask the waitress or waiter or server, however it should be called, about the ingredients in food. And I was still a week away from, in my last week of preparing for this contest, they went to every level to make sure I was not getting sodium in anything that I ate.
Oh, good for them.
And fixed it exactly like I really wanted. It was a fantastic restaurant. And I have a whole lot of good stuff on information I want to help teach people, because I really feel like I'm a teacher. I'm certainly not a you know, I'm not practicing medicine. I'm empowering people with so much that they don't really get unless they delve every day into the natural health field. But we also have several events coming up. We have one called Fewer Pills, More Support, and it's from the company True Grace. And it's the owner of that. I've talked to him before, and it is going to be really cool. You can go to nutritionw.com under events. Just go. You can sit at your house. You can do it on the Zoom call, and it's going to be fantastic on July 30th at 12 o'clock. And it's really about how do we – there's a lot of us who probably take too many of these supplements, and sometimes we get overwhelmed. It's going to be a common sense way to narrow that down into the things we need. So that's going to be fantastic. And then also – Jeff Nursey, who offers the pain bands, the things you wear around your wrist to help lessen pain. I know they work because they work on dogs. I've seen dogs with arthritis, and they wear the collar, and within 3 days, usually, they're feeling better. I've worn them off and on. I'm fortunate. I have no pain now. The other is on the gut health, breaking down the microbiome on August 7th. Jeff Nursey will be there August 2nd. So, and fourth at 11 o'clock. So please stop by the store to just see him. He gives you a demonstration of this. But Gut Health on August 7th at 5:30. It will be in person. Microbiome is probably one of the most needed topics, I think, in all of our lives, including mine. And it's not easy. It's not simple. Well, that's why it's kind of boring.
And I think when you start to get into this world, everybody says it. It's on every product now. Oh, your gut microbiome.
Yes.
Microbiome. Well, how's your biome? Oh, it's micro. My biome's micro. Yours is not. Mine's macro. Oh, my gosh. I think it would be good to actually sit down and say, this is exactly what it is before we know how to fix it. I, the layperson, would like to know what in the world that even means.
And the problem is, it's not like a vitamin D deficiency. We know if you're low and you take certain amounts, you raise it, you do another blood test at any place you want, and it's easy to say yes, no, or tweak it. But you don't do that in the microbiome.
It's trial and error. You have to see what works and what doesn't work.
And
right?
Also the complexity, because the microbiome is so vast in its complexity that there's no ecosystem in the earth that contains the varieties that human microbiome has.
Would regenerative farming help with that?
Yes, because the soil has the bacteria balanced already, and that is a great question. So we're going to be learning about that on this show later with Amber Vitale.
I know.
Man, I'm a quick thinker.
That's why I asked it.
Yep. Testing me. It's not fair.
It's called good radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Ah, okay. Well, guess what? That time flew by. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the microbiome in the soil. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537. If you've dreamed of owning your own vineyard and working farm, your opportunity has arrived in Ringgold, Georgia, with 70-plus acres of hayfields, grape vineyards, blueberries, and wildlife. The Vineyard Farm on Hooper Road is now available and priced at $1.2 million. Contact me for your personal tour. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones and Clint Powell, are back with you to empower your health and well-being, as we have done each week now for 7+ years. Have a wonderful guest that I have known for years and years, Amber Vitale, and I have done 4 different segments with her because she has a vast history, a depth of knowledge, experience in kind of the whole concept of what produces healthy foods, earth, supplements. And part of the ones that I have done with Amber before was a part one and a part two of the importance of proper nutrition and also product certifications, and a third one on why do omega-3s matter so much to our health. And she is a deep dive into that. It was so convincing why we need omega-3s. And also we had another interview on ancestral connections and health. So welcome to Vital Health Radio, Amber.
Thank you so much, Ed. Thanks for having me back.
You are in Montana, and that is a distance from here. And we are, I know occasionally you will be coming to Nutrition World, as you have done off and on for years. And you are really one of the icons of the industry because you lived the life. And there's one thing about studying health. There's a lot of good things that can come from, you know, deep diving and learning. But there's another whole segment of, I think, wisdom that comes from living and connecting with the true, really underlying primal reasons. What makes things healthy, unhealthy? What can we do in more of a common sense version? So I know, you know, we've talked about this word regenerative farming or regenerative in other aspects. And I don't know, you tell me. I think the word regenerative, the majority of people don't have a clue what that is. And I am starting to see a lot of foods and supplements that are starting to list that they are from a regenerative farm. And I actually, if I had a food that said organic or said regenerative, I probably will choose regenerative now opposed to organic, but usually we can do both if we want. So I want you to kind of delve into this whole concept of regenerative produce, regenerative supplements, regenerative whatever. Because I've been to, I think, 2 farms now that did that, and I think you do that. So let's start talking about that.
Yeah, absolutely, Ed. And I think, you know, some of our earlier segments, I was actually living in Brooklyn, New York, and studying about this and dreaming about it. And now I live in Montana and participate in it. But like you, early on, you know, USDA organic certification is sometimes all we have as a customer, as a consumer in the store, when we're trying to understand if something is clean for our health or not. And so that has been good. There was, you know, for the last decade, there have been whispers of beyond organic, uber organic, more than organic, better than organic. And you know me, I'm a skeptic, and I think you are too. So I was always like, you got to prove it. And it's really only been recently, less than a decade, that we've had the Regenerative Organic Alliance as one of the certification bodies. And then also, you've got all of these institutes. You've got Polyface Farm. You've got Savory Institute. There's Regenerative Organics ambassadors and allies. And
really?
You know, yes. So I definitely want to let people look into that. You've got global animal welfare standards that provide, you know, an ability for a company or a farm or a person to move through the phases, because it's not like you're certified organic and you wake up one day and are like, we need to go further. We're going to get smart. We're going to get certified and regenerative. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't, even if you're already an organic farm, becoming regenerative is a process.
So it's a
becoming
step.
Becoming a savory institute.
Can I say it's a step above or just a step sideways?
It's deeper. I think it's deeper. I think deeper is the word to use.
Oh.
And the reason is because you take the parts of certified organic that are important, like soil health, no pesticides, and animal welfare, and you broaden the roots of that to be more encompassing and more holistic. Anybody, I mean, we know that hydroponics are now certifiable organic, and that has really messed with a lot of our heads because it's not in the soil. Regenerative, I hope, will never certify hydroponics because it is built in soil. Regenerative organic farming is about creating topsoil, which we are losing. We have lost.
Can I ask a quick question for those of us who are not just knee deep in this like you and Ed? What does that mean when you say we're losing the topsoil and that the word you used a minute ago? What does that mean just as briefly as possible? Kind of bring some of us who are on the outside into this so we can understand how important it is, please.
Well, I think we've all heard of the Dust Bowl. We all in school had to watch the Grapes of Wrath. You know, we saw what happened in between world wars, during the Great Depression, with the agricultural revolution, with demanding everything that the ground had to give and upping production. We really damaged the soil, and we're not the first civilization to do it. The Romans did it. They plowed like 9 times a year. These things damage microorganisms. They damage root systems. They create erosion. They cause you to lose water. They deplete what are called carbon sinks, where there's a carbon cycle of carbon dioxide and oxide and things in the atmosphere that come down into the soil and become root and substance for plants. And then there's been a movement to remove animals from our food supply, which you can do that. That's your choice. That's your conscience. But we can't remove it from farming. We need animals moving over the land to create holistic farming to reproduce soil. Guess who makes soil? Animals.
They make it with how they live on the land, how they poop on the land, and how they distribute the microbiome from themselves.
I guess they're, movement and herding and moving from one place to the other.
I can always count on Ed to say the word poop, so yes.
That's so good, Glenn.
Pooping and peeing on the land, you know, that is what makes soil. I can take my chicken, all the stuff out of my chicken coop. I can scrape stuff out of my corrals, pile it, and that becomes my soil for my garden, and it becomes an inoculant for a liquid that I can spray on the pastures, you know, for acres. So these are the ways that you build topsoil. I've got on my land 3 to 4 inches of topsoil. That's not much. So I have a lot of work to do to get to where it can really sustain agriculture. And just planting things, harvesting them, and taking them off of the land. So if you grow corn, and you take the ears of corn and you sell them, and then you cut the stalks of corn and you cart them off and burn them or take them to a feedlot and feed them to animals, your land just lost tons of elements. Like the carbon, all the minerals, everything that went into making those plants got taken off the land. You do that for decades and you lose topsoil. And that's what's happened globally.
You said that you have topsoil 4 inches or so, and you said it's not much. What is the what would you want? What's an acceptable?
What was topsoil in the dinosaur days?
It depends on where you are. But the dinosaurs and when they all passed away suddenly 65 million years ago, they made a huge layer of soil inoculate, actually, which that is compost makes postbiotics that makes soil regenerated. Humic and fulvic compounds, you know. So it's super, super, it takes time and it's super important. And when we've interrupted that process, it takes a long time to get back. But if you look at the grasslands, we had feet of topsoil. The other side of the valley where I live, they got, you know, the glaciers moved. I'm on the moraine still. If we keep moving east from where I am, you get into the silt and their topsoil is feet deep as opposed to mine, which is inches deep.
But then we go to the next segment of this conversation is, again, there'd be people listening saying, hey, you know, that sounds really cool. Topsoil's prettier. It smells better. I'm sure it grows more vibrant plants. But how does that actually affect my general life as far as health, my kids' life? And I kind of, you know, I feel like there's orchestras, there's Beethoven music that's played in a really almost perfect orchestra that you can tell it's all flowing exactly harmonious in certain ways, the music is. And I think that with farming and soils and microbiomes, that again is an orchestra that is out of tune in almost all exclusive farming methods that we have. And it is raping the soils, no doubt, to set a future that is dismal for our quality of food. But the quality of food, and I know people think common sense, well, you know, I can just eat more of a certain food. I can take supplements totally. That's not really feeling right to me anymore after 46 years of this. I want both sides. I want the supplementation side. I want the topsoil side. But we go back, and I'm talking too much. You tell why in a bullet point for people's longevity and health of them and their children, why is this important?
We have a progressive deficiency, not of protein, carbs, and fats, mm-hmm. but of minerals and trace minerals, and having them in a form that is actually available to, let's just say, the human body, any animals that you're grazing as well, because they're not in the plants. And even if they're in the soil, they're not being brought into the plants because the soil doesn't have sufficient organic matter to create sufficient microbial activity to convert inorganic mineral salts. So just, you know, non-carbon based mineral salts, rocks, basically, to microorganisms, into carbon based organic minerals that can enter cells and be functional. So our animals and our human mitochondria are functioning anaerobically and producing much less ATP. So our entire bodies, the people are coming in, they're brain fogged, they're exhausted, their nervous systems are shot, their immune systems are shot or overreactive. We're overreactive emotionally, we're overreactive in our immune systems. There's just so many, all the things that people come into Nutrition World for or to a practitioner for can come down to that malnutrition that is happening at the level of the soil. And then if you eat animal products, the animals, you have to know what food your food eats. Mm. You can't just be like, well, I get my protein macros, so I'm fine. All those little elements, we're all made up of the elements of the periodic table and nothing more. So it's not just carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen. It's a whole load of trace elements that work together to make functionality in the body. And if we don't get topsoil back, we don't have microorganisms. We don't get microorganisms back, we don't have nutrition in the food.
And everything declines from that point. Yes.
Right. And so then we are a laboratory. We're laboratories, and that's it.
That's exactly. We're almost like hydroponic because we're just using artificial means to maintain a look and a certain life, years of living, but it's not quality. So let's, you know, with this regenerative idea, which I certainly connect to on all levels of my being, but I also am a huge supplement fan. I really see the massive benefit that comes from proper supplementation, proper sleep, proper exercise, and proper food choices. But now we're starting to see supplements like ancient, you know, you can talk about it, that are actually sourcing from regenerative molecules in order to kind of connect even a supplement to that. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is true. And so it is important. I want everybody to understand no company has arrived at 100% regeneratively organic ingredients for all of their products mm-hmm. that they offer. I may be wrong. There may be a few that are just whole herb powders that they can achieve it. You can have a turmeric powder that is regenerative organic certified, and that entire product is 100% coming from regenerative organic standards. There are levels in the Regenerative Organic Alliance certification program because everybody is in a progression to achieve that, and we're all partners. We're all working together to achieve the same goal. So it also changes that whole idea of competition. It's more like, oh, you're on the shelf too. Great. We love to see it, because if you as a consumer have more to choose from, that you know that company is looking at everything that goes into not just a plant botanical garden, but also into animal welfare and animal products. And you don't have to actually eat animals or animal products to have a regenerative organic farm, but you do have to have animals on the farm. Mm. They need to break down food waste. They need to scratch the dirt. They need to poop. They need to pee. They need to recycle carbon. So, you know, I kind of dream of being an old lady and having a farm where I don't actually eat any animals anymore, but they do their work out there and they live a great life. And the Global Animal Partnership has levels, and Earth First Organic, for whom I educate, is a GAP 5 certified. They're at the fifth level. After that, it's 5+. You just add a few good things on animal welfare, meaning that the animals are really close to being absolutely the central focus of the farm. And it's about how far you transport them from the farm, how you don't alter them at all. There's no castration. There's no docking. You don't give any kinds of medications unless it's absolutely life-threatening, and then they're separated. You create closed-loop systems. You're producing everything and recycling everything on farm.
What transparency? I mean, there's the word organic doesn't offer anywhere close to that transparency. And I know Earth First, is that right, the brand?
Earth First Organic.
Yes, and I'm already starting to use a couple of their products. Amazing labeling, and it has all the right words to make me feel very comfortable. Really quickly to wind it down, if somebody was looking, what are the words they need to look for that would give them some reassurance that the improbability that this would be a regenerative supplement and or food?
You want to find on the website or on the product. You know what? I would go to the website because, again, not all products from any one brand are receiving the ROC, Regenerative Organic Certified seal.
Okay.
And that seal comes with standards that you can find on the Regenerative Organic Alliance website. Our website is earthfirstorganic.com. Mm-hmm. And there are the Savory Institute and the Global Animal Partnership. Those are two other great areas to look into because these are all allied together for education, for demonstration farms, for certification. Like a person, our listener could get certified in how to ally with these and educate people about it, for example, to spread the word, which is we really need.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was at a company, Ancient Nutrition, flew me up to past Memphis, and I spent, I think, 3 or 4 days viewing every part of their regenerative farm, and actually just sent, I think, 4 of my staff members to the one up in Franklin, and they came back so excited about what they were learning about regenerative farming. You have been so clear and precise about explaining something that is very, I'll say the word dim, very dim, because I'm sitting here at Clint.
Well played.
Yeah, and now it's brighter. The lights have come on.
I understand more now, right?
Yeah.
I love turning lights on. It's my favorite thing to do.
Well, that's perfect, Amber. So much thank you for taking your time out, and we will be seeing you soon. And all the best to you and the continued on with your passion that you have had ever since I've known you.
Excellent. You as well. Thank you so much.
All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having a lot of conversations, some about vascular health. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and Podcast, the show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer and healthier lives by embracing the latest and accurate knowledge of health and the vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. You know, we hear often, moderately often, that we speak about and have experts on about vascular health because we love the Vascular Institute. One thing I have been so connected with over my 7+ years of this show is partnering with people who believe in similar, somewhat, didn't have to be exact, but somewhat similar policy that I have built Nutrition World for 46 years, which one is the human body is miraculous, but it needs help, and we need a team members to help with advice and other issues to help us age gracefully and have less disease. But there are times when we really kind of had ignored some of this, and we sometimes need, I won't say emergency help, but sometimes it's too late for that moment to fix something. And vascular is one of those issues. So we have Jamie Moses from the Vascular Institute. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're talking about vascular. First off, today we're going to be specific because, you know, if you talk about a heart attack in a man and a heart attack in a woman, you tend to read that these tend to be different symptoms. But when you talk about vascular issues, first off, what is a vascular issue? Mm.
Well, it's anything that affects the arteries or the veins. It's basically how your blood flows down from your heart into your legs and back up to your heart.
Well, what if you're cold-blooded like Clint and you don't have any?
I lay on the rock to sun.
There you go.
Yes, I'll say you better get out in the sun.
That's a different Definitely. That's a different office, right?
It is a different office. You're not the vet.
That's
Sorry.
Right. That's funny.
And so one of those I know, I think everybody would know the name of varicose veins. I mean, is that a vascular issue?
It is a vascular issue. We actually see that quite common, especially in women. A lot of times women feel like, oh, it's me aging. My mom had varicose veins, so I'm going to have varicose veins. There's nothing I can do about it, but there are lots of things we can do about it here at the Vascular Institute. Women complain of my legs feel heavy, they're swelling, or they even have pelvic pain.
That's what I learned with my daughter, that she's young, but she, Dr. Lasar actually spoke to her about this because she was having some pelvic pain and actually went to him, and it was phenomenal, the whole story of A to Z, and very, very helpful. But what were you going to say, Clint?
Oh, no, I was just going to ask about the varicose veins. You know, I've always grown up to where those are more cosmetic and there's maybe some discomfort, but there's nothing to really worry about. But then as you get older, you start realizing, well, there's things that may, you know, have the same symptoms. You don't know. Is that something people should take a red, you know, take a look at just to kind of brush off the, if there's any fear there?
Oh, absolutely. People that have untreated venous disease could have clots in the future. Mm. So we like to make sure that there is no risk of that. And coming into the Vascular Institute, we do ultrasounds on the lower extremities. We even look a little higher up in the abdomen to make sure that the risk of clots is low, or we take care of it so you don't have that issue.
Now, people can have varicose veins with no symptoms, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. You know, women can have the varicose veins, but they don't have any symptoms. But, you know, what they think aren't symptoms, mm-hmm. okay? Because as a woman, we brush things off. We're too busy. We don't have time. But, you know, it's that at the end of the day, my legs are just tired and I can't go anymore. But as a woman, we just think that's because we've worked so hard.
Well,
right? You're taking care of kids.
That's what I was going to say. We do the, you women do this all the time. You take care of everybody else, and then whatever's left over at the end of the day, that's when you kind of look at yourself.
Yes. And then someone might say, huh, your legs are swollen, or look at that varicose vein, and you may not have noticed it.
Hey, I'm going to change the subject 180 degrees, which I tend to do sometimes. Why is Trump's ankle so big? I know the news media is talking about that. Because it's vascular. Or tell me this, not why. Is that a vascular issue?
It is a vascular issue, yes.
Bingo.
Yep, it's a vascular issue. People that have venous disease, it's part of your vascular system. Like I said, blood goes down, it's got to come back up.
There we go.
So if we can't get the blood flow back up, it's going to affect you. You know,
I never heard a guest get terrified that you were going to make this political in my entire life.
It wasn't political.
I know that. I know. I'm just telling you, on the other end, she was like, oh, my God, where's this going? Can we just talk about the venous stuff, please? That was funny.
Yes. I mean,
very well put.
Even the president.
That's right. I sent that link to Tracy and Dr. Lasar when I saw it. I said, hey, you know what? No one's immune from this. And again, it's a great point that maybe if it's used the right way, you can bring that attention. Like, everyone has to be aware of this.
Absolutely. And we would recommend that he wear his compression socks, 20 to 30 millimeters of mercury, and wear them every day if possible.
And if by some chance he comes to Chattanooga, I'm sure y'all can always take care of him and help him out.
Absolutely.
He would love that.
Yeah, he can come to Nutrition World, get a few supplements to help him, and also go take a visit and get some vascular work done.
Yes, correct.
Sweet. Now, you know, those compression socks, we used to sell those because there's a local company, and Clint may remember the name, I don't know.
Sockwell?
Yeah, Sockwell. Wonderful mm-hmm. people.
Yeah.
And we just didn't have room, and it's not really what we do, but I was educated about the value of those. Those are pretty dang, almost life-saving, aren't they?
They are very helpful. You know, sometimes we need help as a person, right? So our veins can need help, especially if the valves don't work properly and are letting the blood flow come back down. So those socks give your veins extra support, and it helps push that blood back up. So we encourage people to wear those along with walking, because walking strengthens the calf muscle. So if you couple the compression socks with walking, you're going to get the most, I guess, bang for your buck.
Well, my daughter's been pregnant like 19 months now, and she's wearing them finally because she has, you know, it's really causing some grief down there. But now, is it, you know, logically, I'm saying this for people who I know better, but I think a lot of people might think, well, wouldn't walking make it worse? Is that true or not true?
Walking, that is false. Walking okay. can make it better, because if you're trying to make something work better, you've got to build the muscle, right? So after you have a heart attack, the cardiologist tells you to go exercise,
mm-hmm.
correct? So we're yeah. telling people to walk because it's strengthening that calf muscle to push that blood back up. You need to have a better workhorse.
That's cool. You know, I've never thought of the fact that the muscle is the muscle's not the vascular structure, but the muscles actually offers a pump,
support.
Almost like support.
Yeah.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Now, I know Dr. Lasar had explained to Clint and I at some times about the procedure for something like this. It's not that big a deal, is it?
No, it's very simple. Of course, we always want people to try the conservative measures, mm-hmm. wearing your compression socks, elevating your legs, and walking. If that doesn't work, then we go to procedures where we insert a wire into the vein. It's usually the greater saphenous vein up at the top of your leg, and we heat it up with radio frequency ablation, mm-hmm. and it causes it to shut down. So we're just moving that blood from the side roads, as we like to call it, to the interstate. Because the side roads aren't working. They've got a bunch of potholes. We know that around Chattanooga mm-hmm. all too well. And it's just pushing everything into the deeper system to help take some of that pressure off.
That's pretty cool. And then the appearance gets better, right?
It can, yes. The appearance of the varicose veins can improve, definitely.
That is so cool. This is such great information. We've actually never really gone a deep dive into just a varicose vein vascular issue. And some of those questions I ask, I actually like the walking. It seems to me sometimes like all that walking would make it worse. But you've answered so many. Clint has a comment here.
No, I think that's I was going to say, we haven't really taken a deep dive on this. And the fact that we kind of dispelled the myth of it's, and you know, you've heard this before, where it's just varicose veins.
Yes.
It's the just part that we dismiss that you were really good at saying, well, you don't know what's hiding behind there, whatever it could be. And it may be nothing serious, but it never hurts to check. That's always a good visit to have when the doctor goes, hey, yeah, there's nothing to worry about here.
So where, if all these women and President Trump wants to come see Dr. Lasar, how does he contact you?
Well, you could call the main office number, or you could go to the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.com, and you can pick the location that would be best for you. We have 5 locations, Jasper, Chattanooga, Georgia, Cleveland, and Dayton.
All the reason I knew Dayton is because I passed it about a month ago, and I was like, wow, I did not realize they had one in Dayton. It was really beautiful, as all your locations are, with a great signage and everything else. You've done phenomenal today. Enjoy talking to you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, been great.
All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I've got a whole lot of health notes to empower your health and hopefully help us to age gracefully. That has more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host. I thought it was Matthew McConaughey because he was making and trying to make sounds like him. And he did really well, Clint Powell.
You just don't say your S's like that. You sit back. Well, all right. And you got your Trump. Move into Trump. It's the greatest ever. Ed's the greatest host.
Hey, I love it. Yeah, entertain us, yes.
Yeah. I'm like the off brand of impersonations. You know, when you don't get Grape Nuts, you get Nutty Nuts.
Oh yeah.
You don't get Fruit Loops, you get Fruit O's. You know, and it comes in the bags.
The Great Value brand.
Yeah, it comes in the bags that you open once. They don't reseal ever. You have to duct tape them. That's me when it comes to entertainment.
That's a great point.
That is what I am.
It's so true about those daggum bags.
Yeah, and I think it's the probably cheapest. One of the better ones. I will do in a pinch. Most people have always taken me that way. I don't have a boyfriend, but you know what? In a pinch. Do you have a friend? I need a plus one. Let's get Clint.
Yeah,
we need a speaker at an event. Everybody else canceled.
Yeah, I know who we can call.
Let's call Nutty Nuts over there. Give Fruitos a shot.
He's desperate. Yeah, he'll take anything.
He's Mikey. He'll do it all.
Florida, again, I may have mentioned this. Florida is the second state to ban fluoridation in their state. They called it forced medication, actually. And looking at this, most European countries have rejected fluoridation decades ago. 98% of Western Europeans drink non-fluoridated water. That says something. Doesn't mean everything. Because what fluoride does is cause thyroid dysfunction, and neurological harm in some people. As low as 2 milligrams can affect those hormones. We have a nation full of men and women who've had disrupted hormones for multiple reasons. Maybe that's one of those.
So real quick, you say how many nations? What do you say about the nations now? There's a lot of nations that don't do what we do.
98%.
Okay.
Yes. Were you testing my numbers of memory?
I was just seeing how their teeth were. That's all I was going to say.
Well, I actually don't know how their teeth
are. That's what I'm saying. It's maybe a follow-up would be. None of those nations have teeth, by the way.
When I get done here, I'm calling a lot of people in Europe. I don't want to ask how their teeth are.
Thank you. So about this, don't call France.
No, not France.
They're going to have, they have no anything in the water over there.
Hey, the smoothie truck that I really enjoyed talking to this morning is BasecampBlends.com. Now, Blends is spelled BLENDZ.com, and they are going to be at our health fair. Fantastic. I love somebody who focuses on quality, and he did. I can tell. Do you get bit by mosquitoes, Clint Powell?
Oh, my gosh. It's all over my legs.
Are you? Really?
Are you kidding me? It's my sweet Irish blood.
That isn't what this paper and research says.
It's the CO2 I put out.
It's not that either. It says mosquitoes are drawn to your body's natural scent, heat, breath, and even clothes color. But genetic factors accounts for 62% of how attractive you are to mosquitoes and whether you repel women or not. So if you attract mosquitoes, you generally distract women. Is that true in your life?
I don't know. Your statistics seem a little off there, but that's okay.
62%, and the reason, one thing is they did studies on identical twins almost always show exact appeal in lab tests for mosquitoes, which is pretty cool. And secondly, I don't know if you know what type blood you have. Do you know?
Yeah, I've got the, mine's more reddish burgundy.
Oh, red, okay. It's the burgundy's the problem.
It's not the bright
red. It's either type A or O dummy.
Okay. O dummy. I think I have the O dummy blood.
The O guy.
That's what I have. Yeah, I'm sorry.
O dummy. Mm-hmm. That's the OD blood.
That's the OD blood, yeah.
Yeah. Well, people with O blood are bitten more often, significantly more often than type A. I have type A blood. And so that's not a great thing. It's not great for your health. Some of the things we sell at Nutrition World can help repel some of that. Not a fan of DEET at all, D-E-E-T. It is a very strong chemical that has some concerns. You know, magnesium is a nutrient. I'm so convinced that probably the majority of people are deficient because we eat a lot of calcium foods. We eat very few magnesium foods. But it's kind of confusing. Because there's seven types of magnesium. And so there's like magnesium glycinate is good for sleep, malates for energy, citrate for digestion, threonate for brain function, and taurate for heart health. So you come in Nutrition World, if you're confused, we have blends with all of those. Now, magnesium threonate is the only nutrient almost that passes the brain barrier and then helps to supply health to the brain, which helps to supply certainly memories. So I like to mix threonate separately for myself. Again, seed oils, I believe I like looking at the app Seed Oil Scout because it's listing more and more restaurants that are convinced that they need to offer at least a choice to not have these seed oils. Seed oils are margarine. Seed oils are vegetable oils, and most restaurants use those. Well, why is that? Because the fat becomes toxic when heated and oxidizes, and that produces very harmful byproducts that will damage the DNA. What is that? That's actually the blueprint of how our body operates. Enzymes and excessive amounts interfere with colon cell metabolism, and it harms the microbiome. And the half-life of seed oils is 2 years. So it takes 2 to 4 years to actually lower those to any significant amount.
Hmm.
Do you like music?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was exciting!
I love music.
You like, yeah.
I love music. I like all kinds of music.
You like Viking music? I know.
I love all like music. I've gotten into a little bit of classical lately. I love all kinds of music. Yeah.
Well, a good study came out that was showing that music therapy is recognized now as medically effective intervention for various conditions, even including strokes, brain injury, Parkinson's, and dementia, and it can help in some cases to restore the speech, improve movement, and reduce anxiety. And it does that through what we call the autonomic nervous system, which is the kind of either the gas pedal or brake on your car. Well, in your body, it's either the go, 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 or the relax, relax, relax. And most of us have the gas pedal pushed constantly, and that creates massive downstream effects that are negative, and music can help calm some of that.
I say that all the time. We've talked about it a bunch. To ignore that frequency impacts our health and our life is weird. Of course it does. Yeah, frequencies, and that's what music is. It's different frequencies, different sounds, yes. Different tones.
I'm a
big believer in that.
I think frequency medicine, frequency treatments are fairly popular in the kind of the weirdo people like I live through, but it's going to get greater and greater.
I think the curtain's going to get pulled back on that. Now, this is not me being honest. I really believe the frequency therapies and learning how powerful they are in our lives is going to be one of the biggest things over the next 10 years.
I do too.
Yep.
It's non-toxic. It's easy. It won't be that expensive.
It affects everything around us too.
Everything. And even things like love, joy, hate, anger. It's all a frequency. It truly is a frequency. I know you haven't heard of this, Clint, because you're not well read.
Mm. Okay.
Beta glucan.
Of course.
Yeah, of course you have.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
Beta glucan, yeah.
I remember.
I went to high school with him. He was a great football player. Old Beta.
You remind me of Barney Fife when Andy said, "Do you know the Declaration of Independence?" And Barney said, "Well, yeah, I do." And then Andy says, "Okay," they repeat it. And the Declaration of Independence. Well, it was an independent declaration.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds just like you.
I'm just going to let you sit in silence and shame for making fun of me. And Andy Griffith Show. That's a great show.
I got plenty of info to fill in. So
you only got a minute left. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I am letting the clock run.
You got like 30 seconds, man.
Jeez.
This is me helping you out.
I just panicked.
That's what happens when you spend a time making fun of me, buddy. Thank good old Barney Fife was here.
All right, brother. Hey, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and Podcast presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform or find us online at Vital Health Radio. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and the amazing 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. See you next week.
Bye, Andy.
Bye, Barney.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.